big skillet full.
What's it like? Is it like?
Sort of like, well, you cook it all up together and cook and put some onions in there, you know, a little black pepper and salt.
The liver and lights and onions, and would the chitlins be there too?
No,
no,
all
they do, they'd be different.
You got to soak them chitlins a couple of days. You know, you wash them, you got a right smart scent about them. You wash them good and let them soak them in some little soda water, something like that. They might add a good eating now. Them big ones are better than them little ones.
Oh, really?
I think I've had lights. I think lights are good. My mother used to make something she called liver and light stew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's...
With potatoes and onions in it. Yeah, that's terrific.
We went this in one time, and they had some liver and lights, and I told Norma when I started back home, I said, just like what you used to make. And she said, well, I made that.
I was even the lady cook. You know, we really do miss a lot by not keeping recipes for things like this that are cooked, that there'll be a whole generation to come along and never know how to.
My little grandson, his mother told me, said he wants to come over and help you make lahagna because directly nobody will know how to make lahagna.
I'd love to see you make lahagna. I've never seen it really at all. Oh, I'm going to ask you some things about hominy. I might as well do it now while we're on the subject, because it's coming up in just a minute. Now, when you have the big kernels, now this is hominy, particularly. If
whole
it's,
grain.
Now, if it's ground up,
it's grits.
It's grits. Now, do they call them hominy grits or just plain grits?
Yeah, hominy grits, usually. Hominy grits, yeah.
How do you go about making lahagna?
Oh, you just shell your whole grains of corn, put them in your pot with water, and boil it, and put your lye in there. Let it boil till the little lyes will slip off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it out of that and wash it through several waters to get all the little lyes in it, the least of the lye, you know. And then you put it back in your pot, wash your pot out good, and put it back and boil it some more, and it gets tender.
Is it the first time when you take it out and you start washing it off, is it puffed up then?
No, it puffs more after you put it back in your pot.
The second time,
then it'll swell.
I see.
This little hybrid corn won't make good like corn, though. It won't swell.
To start horses, Mr. How do you start a horse?
Tell him to come up.
Come up?
Get up.
If he's not going fast enough to suit you.
Try to put shake the line a little bit and wrap him a little bit with a little whip or a switch or something like that.
Do you say anything to him when you
tell
do
him get up, son. Go ahead.
Okay. How do you stop them?
Oh.
How do you get them to back up?
Well, you pull the lines on them. If you want them to back up, you just kind of pull the line. And
you tell them to whoa first and then
yeah, stop
pull.
Them, then stop them. Let them back on up.
Okay, what about a call to a pig when you want them to come to be fed?
Well, most folks, I always call mine pig or something like that. I say, whoop, whoop. So.
Okay. I guess you wouldn't be familiar with any calls to sheep. Okay. What about calls to chickens when you want to feed your chickens?
Oh, we just call them chick, 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 chick.
Okay. If you want to go out to drive in a buggy, say, you carry all your paraphernalia out and you say, I'm going out to the horses.
Come take a ride. I got to hit your horse to the buggy or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what I'm driving at is if you're talking about harnessing the horses, now would this be to a buggy or to a plow?
You have harness on it to a buggy. And if you're going to